Well, takeout finally now from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. So the NFL, what do they make? They make stars, right? But to be a star in the NFL, you have to deliver. And that was really the narrative for Tony Romo last night in the Monday night football game. Texas or the Dallas Cowboys versus Carolina. What happened?
Well, okay, first of all, just thinking about Carolina Panthers, they're a team looking for their soul. After going 12-4 last year, they won their division, the NFC South. The Cowboys also projected to be contenders almost every single year. Tony Romo, he's supposed to win a Super Bowl ring. And thinking of scheduling these two teams for a primetime game last year would have been golden. You get Carolina versus Cowboys, that means that's money right there. And just to clarify, the QB is Jake Delhomme for the Carolina Panthers,
right,
and their running back, D'Angelo Williams. Those are two of the best people in the league at their position last year, and coming into this season, that's the way it was. So basically coming into this game, it was a great matchup, except both teams weren't playing great football.
I mean, they faltered in the early going.
Totally.
And Romo has faltered, and the Carolina personnel have really not delivered. First of all, what was the score last night?
21-7, and that was and
Cowboys won.
Cowboys won,
yeah.
and it was close up until the end of the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter when a guy named Terrence Newman got an interception and basically saved the day for the Cowboys, for the stands, for the owner, and for Tony Romo. And it was completely nothing that the offense did because they were playing very conservative, trying not to turn the ball over.
A Cowboy quarterback always has to be perfect, right?
Well, that's the thing. Troy Aikman actually last year was saying that he doesn't think that Tony Romo understands what it means to be the quarterback of the Cowboys. And I think that that's a major statement. And Tony Romo was undrafted. He was a free agent. He came into the league. He proved himself. And that's the story really behind this. If you're sitting at home wondering, what am I going to say around the water cooler today? Talk about Tony Romo actually coming up and not making a mistake today.
Without Jessica Simpson, right? Is that the other narrative there?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about some injuries. We got some very serious injuries over the weekend that really take some people out for the year. Chad Pennington.
And then, exactly. There were another team in Miami that won their division last year. Chad Pennington had redeemed himself after getting booted out of New York City playing with the Jets, and now Chad Pennington is no longer, he's not going to play for the rest of the season. His shoulder is done.
It's sad. They got to shrink the size of these NFL players to keep some of these people in. Finally, we've seen two shots now, the Jerry Jones football plex in Dallas on TV. What do you make of it?
The Mountain of Mordor.
Mountain of Mordor. Thank you, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor.
The Black Gate of Mordor.